Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Back at the beginning of the year, we showed Ocean's 11, a fairly lighthearted caper movie. Today we have a much darker and grittier story in that genre. It's called The Asphalt Jungle. It's about how a small group of crooks, backed by an unscrupulous lawyer, sets up a jewel heist that should work out perfectly. Except it doesn't, and all sorts of problems result. The movie is based on a novel by W.R. Burnett, who had written a lot of crime and gangster stories, including the screenplays for Scarface, the original Paul Muni version, and Little Caesar. It's directed by John Huston, who also co-wrote the screenplay. He had his own film noir credits, including The Maltese Falcon and Key Largo. Burnett approved of Huston's screenplay, which presented the cops and robbers as both morally compromised, yet not totally bad. And except for a couple of concerns over the heist and the fate of one character, the censors had no major objections over the story. Against the advice of the studio, Huston purposely cast lesser-known but very skilled character actors in the story, including Sterling Hayden, James Whitmore, Louis Calhern, and Sam Jaffe. And in one small but important role, he cast a largely unknown model and actress who'd only done bit parts before. Her name? Marilyn Monroe. Who deliver one of her best performances, both in her eyes and those of the critics. The movie received good reviews, though some were uncomfortable with its moral viewpoint. However, it did poorly at the box office, barely breaking even. It would receive 4 Oscar nominations, including Best Director, Best Supporting Actor for Sam Jaffe, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Black and White Cinematography. In the years since then, it's come to be regarded as one of the best examples of film noir ever made. It would inspire 3 official remakes and a loosely based short-lived TV series. And in 2008, it was added to the National Film Registry. That's quite a difference from the harsh review it got from studio head Louis B. Mayer, who was quoted as saying, "I wouldn't cross the street to see a picture like that." Well, a lot of other people have. If you prefer more recent movies, we still have our weekly screenings of new DVDs. They're shown free of charge and are run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. And you can do that by calling us at 908-754-7885 or going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us and going to the upcoming events page. And we'd still like to hear from you if you have any comments or suggestions for our classic movie presentations. You can pass those along with a phone call, a post on our Facebook page, or an email to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from MGM in 1950, here's The Asphalt Jungle.